Now we turn to Randall Melchert. He's an attorney and a conservative activist. He's one of the two Republicans running for state treasurer in next Tuesday's primary. He joins us up here in the studio. Randall, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on today.
So why do you want to be the next state treasurer here in Wisconsin?
Well, I was approached about running because our state's constitution is at risk. Since the beginning of the state of Wisconsin, the point of the constitution has been that we have an elected independent state treasurer.
And what do we lose if we eliminate that office, as your opponent wants to do, or take a lot of the duties away from that office, as has happened?
What you do is you're building out the bureaucracy and you're removing accountability. We've seen this especially with the big backlog in unclaimed property ever since it was moved to the Department of Revenue. Before it was in the Department of Revenue, the backlog was could be handled in about a week. You'd file your claim, you get it back in about a week. Now it's moved to over 77 days. According to the latest reports, the backlog is growing by over 500 claims a week. The rate we are within a couple weeks of massive legal liability because any of those people who's been waiting over 3 months, they are able to sue the state of Wisconsin and not only get their money back, but also collect attorney fees. And we've seen enough of these late night TV lawyer ads. Now all we need is just the lawyers being able to sue the state, pull up millions from the state.
Well, the idea is, I think, that there's a duplicated bureaucracy. You've got people handing money in the treasurer's office. You've got people handing money in the Department of Revenue. That's extra bureaucrats in a way.
Well, it's actually two different types of things. Department of Revenue tends to get the money out of your pocket. The treasurer's job is to get the money back to your pocket. And it actually goes back to really the founding of America. John Locke, one of the early political philosophers, point out that government's got three purposes: protect life, liberty, and your property. And just because your bank doesn't have your current address doesn't mean that you lose your right to your property. That's why, under the British system, your property would go to the crown. In America, it still belongs to we the people, and that's why we have these systems, unclaimed property set up to hold on to it. And so it serves a vastly different purpose than the Department of Revenue does.
We've seen in previous interviews you've talked about following the lead of the state treasurer in Kansas. Can you talk a little more about that?
Sure, and this is the big thing that nobody is really talking about. They keep talking about some of these nickel and dime moves. We have an opportunity to return over $300 million back to the state of Wisconsin. There's about $17 billion nationwide of these unclaimed savings bonds. And so they have been sitting up. State treasurers have been getting them in their unclaimed in their safe deposit boxes. In fact, 14 years ago, our own state treasurer, Republican state treasurer Jack Voigt, started the process to sue the federal government because we can check the newspaper, see if our name's published, file a claim, get our unclaimed property back. Federal government doesn't do that at all. And so that's why several state treasurers around the nation said, hey, we need this money back so we can actually return it to the people who own it. And so this year, we actually saw the first time that a treasurer's been able to win, and Kansas has already seen about $1 million come back. Wisconsin, we have up to $300 million that we can bring back to Wisconsin, money that we're able to use the interest to help defray taxes, money that we're able to return to the people that it belongs to. I mean, with this unclaimed property, we've seen families seeing $20,000, $25,000 that they're able to return back. And that's going back to our basic constitutional privileges, is that government's to protect property, not to get more money from you, not to build a bureaucracy, but to protect your rights to your property.
Does the state treasurer have the ability to pursue that here in Wisconsin now, or would the legislature need to grant that power over?
Well, we'd also be wanting to work with the attorney general on this, as we'd be part of a lawsuit against the federal government. So this is some area where part of it is most of the people don't pay attention to the state treasurer. Many of my opponents think that Governor Walker, the legislature, everybody and their brother spends their waking moments to figuring out how can we get rid of the state treasurer. And that's completely false. Most people are unaware of what the state treasurer does, but what it does do, it does effectively. And where we're able to work with the rest of the legislature, help improve access to the unclaimed property, returning, as the state treasurer's been doing, returning over almost $40 million a year to the people. When it moved to revenue, that amount went down to $20 million.
So apart from unclaimed property and getting on board with other states on these savings bonds, what other duties would you like to see restored to the treasurer's office, added, or made more use of?
Well, let's first clear up the misconception. I heard my opponent on here saying that the treasurer's a do-nothing job. That is completely false. Right now, before you do one more thing, there are still 114 statutory citations where it talks about what the state treasurer does. Just came out, the state treasurer's on the State Depository Banking Authority. That saved taxpayers $1.4 million by renewing the contract with U.S. Bank. State treasurer's in charge of promotion of unclaimed property. State treasurer's on the board of UW Treasurer. State treasurer works with your county treasurers. In fact, we have 72 counties. Every county in this state has a constitutionally elected county treasurer. There's 114 statutory responsibilities. The biggest that nobody really talks about, Board of Commissioners of Public Lands, is a $1 billion trust fund that's dedicated to helping defray our taxes by putting more money into our schools.
You also have talked about increasing the treasurer office's transparency, giving people a better understanding of where their money is going. How would you do that?
Sure. We've seen the start of this with the state open book, but a lot of people, in fact, somebody just stopped me at the state fair and they said, you know what? I go onto my municipal website. I download the budget. It's 45 pages. There's no simple chart of accounts. You know, some of the stuff is listed on this fund and that fund. There's segregated funds. There's general purpose revenue. Nobody really understands exactly how their government works. But what, as a state treasurer, we're kind of the state's fiscal policy think tank. We're in charge of helping people understand what their government is doing. Where is this money going? Is this going the right place? We've got a lot of different changes that we can be able to make to help increase the transparency.
Are there other initiatives that you'd want to undertake as state treasurer?
Sure. One of the programs that I bet you any of your listeners has not heard about for years, ever since it was taken away from the state treasurer, is the EdVest program. Right now in Wisconsin, people owe $18 billion in college debt. $18 billion. And yet the state of Wisconsin makes available deductions, credits, massive incentives to save money for college. $18 billion of debt that we'd be able to reduce. In fact, was just talking to our previous Republican state treasurer, Jack Voigt, who helped lead the EdVest program. In fact, he worked with Governor Thompson to make sure that the EdVest program would not use one taxpayer dollar, that the fees generated would even be actually bringing money into the state. As a result of that program, we can help parents save for college. That's one of the programs that worked wonderful under the treasurer's office. Now that it's been moved to a bureaucratic agency, nobody's heard the word EdVest for years.
As state treasurer, you wouldn't be able to go it alone here. Some of what you're talking about would need the state legislature to move things back under the treasurer. How would you see yourself working with state lawmakers and the governor's office for that matter?
Well, and as my opponent mentioned earlier, you know that there was a bill in place to eliminate the state treasurer, but it didn't just run out of time. It was stopped by conservatives in the state Senate. That there are many people who realize that this whole move to get rid of an elected official and expand the bureaucracy is a dumb move. Conservative talk show hosts said that the move to take away some of the functions of treasurer was the dumbest thing they'd ever heard. Senator Glenn Grothman was interviewed in the Milwaukee Journal, and he said that, you know what, nobody is as passionate about the state treasurer as helping to return $40 million a year back to the people. These are the people who are making a difference. In fact, that's why I've been endorsed by the Republican Assembly Caucus Chairwoman, Joan Baldwin. I've been out on the trail. We've been talking to people around the state. When I first ran, people would say, yeah, you know, aren't they trying to get rid of it? But after we've seen these stories about these scandals going on, were massive backlogs, that ever since then people are saying, you're not that guy who's trying to get rid of it. We need to keep this office elected. And, you know, people who live in the industrial parts of the state, in Madison, Milwaukee, Waukesha, you can't cross the street without hitting an elected official. But when you're out in some of the state parts of the state, Monroe County, out in Clark County, Taylor County, some of these state reps represent three whole counties. They don't suffer from a dearth of elected officials. They're lucky to see their state rep as they're making the rounds of three counties. And that's why people believe that we need accountable representation. That's why we're seeing increasing support. More and more people, some assemblymen thought, well, hey, we'll give it a try. We'll see if DOR can make it work. They're realizing with the newspaper investigations, it's not working. And that's why the Senate, in their wisdom, and part of it's because they remember back previously when Jack Voigt was our state treasurer, the great work that the state treasurer can do and will be able to do again.
So why do you think that the position is atrophied and got such a bad name over the years that many were calling for its elimination?
Part of it depends on the state treasurers that are operating the offices. Back under State Treasurer Jack Voigt, we saw the great work with EdVest, with unclaimed property, with the beginning of the effort to try to bring back these unclaimed savings bonds. However, when Jack Voigt lost in 2006, by the way, in that race, the Republican candidate got defeated in a massive landslide. But Jack Voigt had such bipartisan appeal, he got about his margin of difference, there was over 100,000 votes closer. People realize, whether they're Republican or Democrat, we need a good, solid fiscal leader. In fact, Jack Voight's margin was so close that he could have called for a statewide recount. But he said, you know what? This is going to cost taxpayers far more than it's going to benefit them. You know what? The vote total won't be overturned. I'm not going to put taxpayers through this, and I'm just going to concede defeat. And that was what a man of principle did. Since then, we've had state treasurers who haven't been nearly as competent, who haven't had the background. We've had some, like previous treasurer Kurt Schuller, who realized, you know what, maybe this office does need to be eliminated. But you know what? He's actually endorsed me because he's realized that taking away these functions from a directly accountable office, under his term of office, they saw record rates of return. Under Department of Revenue, it went down $20 million a year.
A brief final message for voters in next Tuesday's primary.
Sure. If you'd like to learn more information, go to my website, randymelchert.com, randymelchert, M-E-L-C-H-E-R-T.com. We've got much of the endorsements. Every living Republican treasurer's endorsed me, Waukesha County treasurer, many different groups. We've a lot of people are realizing that we need to return the state treasurer back to its original constitutional role, and that's why I'd appreciate their vote on Tuesday. Randymelchert.com for more information.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
That's Randall Melchert, one of two Republicans running for state treasurer.